speaking with Larry Wilk now of Tricerion, and Larry's going to tell us a little bit about, for those of our users who don't know, a little bit about who Tricerion is and how they apply to the financial services industry. So, Larry?
Tricerion, we're about a four-year-old company that got software that focuses on defending online properties for our customers. So anything from a malicious attack, kind of key logging, things like that. So that's where we fit.
I would say, if you can focus in a bit more on, financial services industry, tell us a little bit about how does the product work. Is it software-based? Do you need to install a server? How does it actually fit in with their current system?
Yeah, in the financial services world, what our customers are looking at is, as online users come in to register, we've moved them away from a standard password package to more of a PIN pad, something they're used to using on their ATMs, things like that. So now it's on the software side of the world, too. And by doing that, it gives us the capability of stopping malicious activities from the hackers out there trying to get in to attack your account, your savings account, your checking account, things like that.
So you're saying it's like a PIN pad, it's an actual,
interface. Okay, and then it can be personalized, so it focused on what you want. So like a customer of our Alaska Credit Union, they use images of Alaska in their background, and then they use, and then they do alphanumeric versus the graphic images. So that's the way they chose to implement it. So it kind of takes that branding out to their customer base to make them feel more at home of what they're using with the customer.
For those who, most of you cannot see, I'm looking at a screenshot right now, and what it looks like is, sort of like your standard keypad interface, except all of the characters where you're used to seeing numbers are actually represented by symbols. So I guess what we're hearing here is that you can actually customize the display, and different combinations of those symbols make up your new password.
Right. And we can use alphanumeric, so if you choose to keep it as standard as the way you have it is, our implementation is straightforward. So if someone that already is registered that has a password, we can pull it right in our system, and we'll randomize the keypad around that. So someone can get online, and instead of typing their password, they can use the PIN pad and use the same exact character base. So, and then over time, if they want to become more secure, it's better to get away from alphanumeric because there's only so many symbols that you can use versus image base. So our image database that we can use can be 1,000, 2,000 different kind of characters randomized into the keypad.
Okay.
So a standard implementation of software. You want to put it on, basically a server in your server farm in your environment. So we don't sell the hardware or anything like that. We run on any platform for you in the Unix world kind of environment. And so just a standard implementation, we usually kind of target it per user per year. So and our base price is basically $1 per user per year to get the extra security.
Okay. Very good. Well, one more question before we go, Larry. We're at the Gartner show. I've been asking, most of the vendors I've been speaking with, the talk of the town is, what's going on in information security, predicting the future. What's going to happen in 10 years? What do you see? Not necessarily maybe 10 years from now, but what are some of the trends that you see? What kind of foresight can you offer?
Seeing more that people are starting to break security down into modules. So everything used to be just lumped into security, saying it was through a password, and they just get on and takes care of itself. Now they're starting to see that there's a whole series of different functionality that takes care of security. And so now the customers are starting to look for specific areas to make them more secure. So in 10 years, who knows? I mean, the computer can probably read your mind. I don't know. So you are who you say you are. But
sure.
Until we have smart enough computers to know that, we have to put defenses in place. And that's where authentication comes in. Because it's not just the authentication of the password, but the whole life cycle of when you're on there. What is this identity?
Mm-hmm.
And we're breaking it down so that as you're going through it, if you're doing it in financial services, let's say someone's online, they're just managing their checking account, they want to do a large wire transfer. With our system, you can plug in another keypad so it comes up and says, hey, just take one more step before you send that $5,000 somewhere.
Right.
Because you don't want someone to be able to just come into your account and just, do whatever they want. So that's what we're trying to help prevent.
Okay. All right, once again, Larry Wilk with Tricerion.